This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Poor Dave is sick. He's poorly sick.
As they say in the UK, I'm poorly.
Oh, poorly Peter. Guys, I'm sick as well. You don't hear me going on about
so
it.
So am I.
Fucking too. Oh yeah, and you didn't make you didn't fucking sneeze all over everything on Wednesday.
I get all sick.
I better go home. We get it, Callum.
Do you know what though? Because I'm sure that you gave me the rinsing of my life yesterday when I'm not here to defend myself.
We actually didn't.
I defended
Dave
you.
Dave defended you.
Because I was just like, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd come
the boys
in, let
together.
Everyone know I was sick so that they'd see me because I'd be too anxious to come in to just phone in.
Yeah, I do get it as well. I feel like it's maybe it's not just an Irish thing, but you do feel like no one's going to believe you if you're sick, or if your work colleague does call in sick, it's real like they're not sick.
Yeah, no, who gets sick? It's Ireland. No one
gets
sick.
Yeah. Well, exactly. The thing is, they really let us down today. Should be in here.
I had a lot of stuff to do as well, so I get in. I get
the
in.
Plot thickens.
Well, no, as in for the show, like I get in at 6:15, so I got in at the normal time.
Yeah, he didn't mean like he had to go home shopping. And
yeah,
had a few bits.
Had
to
me
do.
Bits to do. So I had stuff to help prep for Fiona. I hadn't done the golden ticket that day. I hadn't updated the running orders and everything. All stuff that I could have done from home. And when I woke up, I felt like, but I was like, I can carry on and push through this.
Yeah.
Then I sat at my desk and I was like,
it's a no.
I was just spaced out.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at my screen, but nothing was really doing
nothing
anything.
It was computing.
And the annoying thing was, I was going to get a taxi from here to home.
Yeah.
I did get a taxi home, but I thought, I don't want to leave the house when I get home because I wanted to get some lemon sip and stuff like that. But there was just nowhere open at that. 6:30 in the morning, very little open. No pharmacies, no nothing.
No.
But the couple of the Tesco Expresses in town open at 6:00.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll take a walk to Dame Street and then get a taxi from Dame Street.
Pain.
The Tesco Express on Dame Street.
Where is the Tesco on
That's
Dame
crap.
Street?
That's crap. It's near, what's that pub called?
The Bank. Yeah.
What?
It's on Dame Street, but a bit further up, like further up
towards
in the direction of, yeah. Do you know where, like, the big H&M is?
It goes H&M, the bank, Tesco.
I did not know there was a Tesco
It's not a great little Tesco.
No,
apologies
it's tiny.
If anyone... It's, well, like there's nothing against the people work there.
Like
oh, lovely.
Is it a crossover from Circle K?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
stand where Circle K is and it's adjacent to that.
I have never seen this. That is
you'll know when you walk past, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Okay.
But the sign is in gold as well. It's golden Tesco.
Okay.
Anyway, that said, it opened on the website at 6 a.m, went down, shutters were shut. People in there just went in the shelf. So I was like,
I feel like Circle K would have been open now.
Yeah, but
yes, I do know the gold.
I knew you'd know. Gold, yes.
But I wasn't going to pay Circle K prices.
Oh, how sick are you then, Colin?
It's literally directly across the road from Circle K. Like, literally across
the road. At some stage, you have to put a price on your time and your wellness.
So
how much extra would the lemon sip have been?
I don't really know. But then I went home, fell asleep until 2 p.m. and then went to the pharmacy and picked up lemon sip. Pack of 5 for £4. That wasn't too bad.
That's not too bad. Is it a far walk from your house to the pharmacy?
No, it's next door.
Oh, grand. Okay.
Yeah, but I just didn't want to leave the apartment whatsoever.
I 100% get that.
That'd be dangerous for me. I used to work down the country and I spent most of my time because I was so anxious. I was going through a lot of anxiety when I worked down the country and I lived in the pharmacy, basically.
My pharmacy is really like the pharmacist is, it's the same guy every day. He's called JJ. He's like the cornerstone of the community.
Yeah,
oh, I love
it. I had a pharmacist like that as well.
Yeah.
I had a pharmacist. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
I had a pharmacist.
Yeah. My guy.
Like you go in there once for a prescription and then he knows you by name.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I do love a local pharmacy.
Yeah.
Where else you get that? Actually, Rosie O'Donnell has a big bit about
Rosie O'Donnell
about Irish pharmacists and just how great they are. Because like if you like go to a pharmacy, air quotes, in the States, it's like someone behind like a bulletproof glass, like just hurtling out stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas like Irish pharmacists are just like really get to know you and like have a think about what to prescribe. Well, not they don't do the prescribing, but like, you know when you don't want to pay for a doctor but you want a bit of extra treatment?
Yeah. You go to the pharmacist.
You go and you ask for the pharmacist and you're like, they'll sort me out. They give you a little bit of a bit of razzle-dazzle.
Yeah. Into the little consultation room.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And they're always giving out, but for some reason that's behind the counter. I don't know. It should be.
Exactly.
Be
that's because they want to be on your level and they want to say, I'm with you out in those trenches.
I find it so weird that you can just see everything. behind them, like on the wall behind. Yeah. They have all of the pills and they know which one does which. And they're just like, I'll take a couple from
this.
Have
you ever noticed that no matter what you need, no matter if it's something, the back of your eyeball is itchy. They just go, yeah, you just need this. And they turn around.
And they know where it is.
They pick it up and it's like, how was that? It was so niche what I asked for. And yeah. It's right behind you.
How many
people are asking for that?
On Thursdays, my eye is falling out, but only when it happens when I sneeze 3 times and not when I'm near a dog.
They're like, that's under here now. Yeah.
I see it all the time. Anyway, listen, have a fantastic weekend.
Yup the pharmacists.
Yup the pharmacists.
Yup the nurses as well.
And the best of luck to Cork.
No happy birthday to him.
No happy birthday to him. Yes, up Cork, we're going to say, because I'll be there this weekend.
Oh, you're going to...
the atmosphere will be electric.
On atmosphere electric. All right, go on, good luck, goodbye. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. The number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. 7:03 on the 18th of July, 2025. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this Friday morning.
Good morning. We're just holding up the fort while Emma's on her holidays.
I really enjoyed your Instagram last night.
Oh, it was
your
so
boyfriend
good.
Is hilarious.
So, myself and my boyfriend were doing our comedy show last night, Cherry Comedy at Whelan's. Get tickets to cherrycomedy.ie.
Every Thursday?
Every Thursday. Actually, next Thursday is our big one with the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Oh, sorry.
And it's like our special one. And we've got Fern Brady of Taskmaster fame on. So please come and check it out.
Deadly.
But afterwards... I had been meant to bring Dwayne a ham roll into the show.
Okay.
Because he never gets dinner in time.
Rockstar lifestyle.
It's pretty rockin'. I mean, he'd already ate a good bit of the roll, but he was like, if there's a bit of it left over, I will have ham roll.
Of course.
So I forgot to bring it in. And afterwards, he was like, oh, what's in the freezer? We'll throw something in the air fryer. And I was like, shut your mouth. I want chipper.
Yes.
And we pulled in. And I always make Dwayne go into the chipper because he's the man.
You're
and
the
I just sit in the car on my phone. Mm. And he's been doing this recently. Every chipper we've gone to, he texts me and goes, take a picture of me. And then I look out to the chipper and he's in the window just like looking like really pensive and mysterious, like staring out the window. And I know he wants me to get like the shop front and all, because like it's giving album cover,
of course.
But then I screwed him over. I like put up him asking, take a picture.
It was excellent.
And then
how many chipper photos has he accumulated?
We've actually only got 2 so far.
Oh, bad.
So we're always looking for more recommendations. I mean, we go to many chippers, but we don't often think to take the picture.
Take a photo.
So if anyone has any recommendations of where we should go next, we've gone to Fish Bar on Sun Drive Road, which I stan deeply, and then we went to Gino's in Rialto.
Great.
Shout out to both.
So listen, if you have a chipper, you know, that you think Fiona should go to, make sure this is not for the chips.
No,
or the taste
it's
of the
for
food.
Dwayne to look sad in the window.
It's
so
for
bear
the photo.
That in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Please, when you make your suggestions. Thank you. Look at the lovely, lovely face of producer Callum. He's back.
I feel like you're trying to butter me up or something.
We've lost a soldier.
Oh,
we
lost
gained
a soldier. Absolutely. Well, he was so sick the last couple of days. Poor thing.
Well, yeah. I came into work on Wednesday and I was like, oh,
Came in on Wednesday, infected us all.
Did you?
Yeah, I said I'm glad he came in and showed us how sick he was, because otherwise I wouldn't have believed him.
We did a whole thing about it on the show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Now I really regret saying I defended you, because I am now sick.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for giving me that.
That's okay.
He came in, coughed all over everything, and then said, oh, I better go home.
Well, yeah.
A chew, gone.
Yes. Yeah. So my bloodstream is 50% orange Lucozade.
Nice.
Because that's how I feel when I'm sick. Get the orange Lucozade in.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought you were going to say snot.
Fizzy orange.
I'm all about the orange.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
And 50% lem sip. I just got hit by... Is COVID back? Did it ever leave? Who knows?
I think this is something else.
I think this is just a cold.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Remember them. Remember colds.
Crazy.
So, I went into work on Wednesday, I came in at 6, left at 6:30. Half an hour working day, can't beat it.
Yeah, not bad.
Then got home for about 7 o'clock, and then I slept all the way until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Okay.
We were meant to have a meeting at like 11:30. Completely slept through that. So that's now happening next week.
You weren't doing so good, brother.
I was not doing so good. But whilst I was on my deathbed, this is the first kind of sickness that I've had where I've lived on my own. Look at me doing well for myself.
Well,
I can
done.
Afford to live on my own.
No,
I actually can't. I'm nearly bankrupt. But like, you really miss someone fussing over you when you live on your own, because you still have to do all the stuff to keep yourself alive, but
That's
you're on your own. So I was mainly just eating toast and things like that, but I watched a hell of a lot of television films.
Did you stay in bed or did you move yourself to the couch?
A little bit of both. So I have a TV
in
my...
Did you bring the duvet to the couch?
Yeah.
Oh, look.
That's a real sick boy.
Yeah. The mixing bowl at the front. Hygienic.
So I have a TV in the bedroom and I have also a TV in the lounge as well. I tell you what, I am doing so well
for myself. Very well for yourself.
I'm a lot of euro in debt.
The boom is back.
But I present to you a list of things that I watched whilst I was sick, but they get progressively more unhinged. I watched one episode of The Bear on Disney.
Oh, yes. Have you never watched it?
I've never watched
that
it.
That is the most, like, it's too much for me.
Terrible show to watch while you're sick.
Yeah, it's so much going on all the time.
That's why I watched one episode and bailed
not for
on
me.
That.
I think I watched three and had about four panic attacks.
Yeah, fair. That's hospitality, brother. Yeah.
Sticking with the Disney theme, I stayed on Disney Plus and I went and watched the Snow White film with Rachel Zegler.
Oh, how was it?
She's fantastic. Everything else about that film is appalling.
Is that the one with Gal Gadot?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Kal-El, no. Yeah. I think that's from Superman. Though.
You've got to give me the stone.
Yeah. Terrible.
Enough like, remakes.
Everything else of that film is appalling, apart from Rachel Zegler.
She's a superstar.
She's unbelievable. Moved away from Disney Plus.
Oh,
went on to now.
Brave.
I know. I then watched the 2023 film Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my god!
What did you think? I've never seen it.
I loved it.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of expecting him to say that.
Yeah, it gives me real Paddington Bear vibes, even though there's nothing about
it's very.
Bears.
Is it very English?
Very English.
Yeah.
Such a fever dream thing to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like. There was no need for him to be in that.
I know, but well, what? Oh, Chalamet to do it.
But he's a great young Wonka.
Is he?
And there's more coming, apparently.
What's that one famous song from that movie? I feel like the.
The original?
Imagination?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But there's one song that I actually do kind of like in that Wonka movie with Timothy Chalamet.
Shamalabadingdong. I then proceeded to the Channel 4 player. Who knows what that's called anymore?
Oh my god, you were
Please
not
say
well.
You watch Naked Attraction.
I watched seven episodes of the latest season of Taskmaster.
Oh, class.
Okay,
love Taskmaster.
That's Dwayne's favourite.
It's on Netflix, I thought. No?
But the latest season.
Ah, okay.
They have adverts on that. The ad breaks were 5 minutes long. That was more than you'd actually get if you're watching on TV.
Yeah.
Such a scam. Staying with Channel 4, then I proceeded to watch four episodes of Peep Show. Then really messed my head up.
But I've actually been rewatching Peep Show.
I love
moment.
It, but again, real messes with the mind.
Yes.
Why? Because of the point of view cameras.
Yeah.
It really makes me feel a bit sick. So then I transitioned away from Peep Show.
Okay.
And I watched Despicable Me 3.
Oh, God.
Just the third one.
Yeah.
What happens in that one?
Gru meets his brother.
Oh, right.
Can't remember his name, but they're both played by Steve Carell. Something like that. Okay. It's like
they're
Gru
both
and Gru.
Played by Steve Carell.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's fun.
Girls. I then proceeded to go onto YouTube and watched all of the Doctor Who regenerations from Doctor Who.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a bit of you now.
35 minutes long, gets me right in the feels when it gets to David Tennant.
Your eyes must have gone square.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I watched a TikTok series about the Senate Bank character Barry Scott.
Amazing.
And now that I'm interested.
Tell us something about that.
Did you know that he's actually a character? His name isn't actually Barry Scott. The actor's name is Neil Burgess.
Oh, yes, I have heard that before.
Wow. Barry Scott is very bam, bam, and the dirt is gone.
So I had a production.
Whereas Burgess, no.
And I achieved all of that in just over 2 days.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Honestly, so if anyone gets sick, go over to Santry and hang out with Callum because he does it well.
Please also pay me rent because I am so in debt.
All right, I have a new Roman Empire.
Of course.
I feel like we've all seen the video, but if you haven't, then you are missing out on the greatest bit of viral media in the last, I want to say, like 5 years.
It's huge.
It's
just a watershed moment.
Excellent, right?
Watergate.
It's all over my TikTok, it's all over my Twitter, my Facebook, everything. The story and the video is just of a Coldplay concert.
Innocent enough.
An innocent Coldplay concert. If you've been to a Coldplay gig, you'll know that Chris Martin does a chat to random people in the audience. He puts them up on a big screen. He talks to them. Sometimes it's a kiss cam. Sometimes he might write a small little sentence of a song about them. Well, the camera did his thing, picked out a nice guy, and he was dancing for Chris. And then Chris said, "Lovely to meet you. Who's next?"
"Who's next?"
And the camera pans to this kind of cute middle-aged couple on the balcony of a VIP box of Coldplay. By the way, there's no point in switching stations at all this morning, because every single radio station will be talking about this.
Oh my God, okay? Of course.
But we're going to do it better, right? Because the camera zoomed in on this nice cute couple. They're up on the balcony at a VIP box of Coldplay. Zoomed in on them. Was about to start chatting to them until the couple realised that they were on camera on the big screen at the gig, and they freaked.
Incredible.
All right? The man was standing behind her, kind of cuddling her, and she was laying back on him, enjoying the moment, until they realised they were on the camera. When they realised, the woman instantly goes, "Oh God, that's us." And yeah, kind of turns around and hides her face, right?
Yeah, and he just did a melt into the ground.
Well, that's it.
It was actually pretty impressive.
He did something so weird. He just kind of slowly fell.
Yeah,
to the
ground
and to hide himself. It was amazing. It's quite visual, but have a listen to what Chris Martin says when he clocks them trying to hide from them.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Funny you mentioned that, Chris. Funny you mentioned that.
I'd say the internet left it there. They wouldn't be looking into
it. Was just,
No, they wouldn't be looking up his wife or anything.
That's it, exactly. Post the video, ha ha ha, move on to the next thing. No. The guy in the video is married. The girl in the video is married. But not to each other.
What?
Not to each other. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Oh, we do.
We got him. CEO of a company called Astronomer.
Yeah.
And the head of HR for that company.
Oh. Saw a very good joke about
Kristen
that.
Kristen Cabot is her name. Andy Byron is his name. And apparently they were all talking about each other on LinkedIn.
Oh, I'd say they were endorsing each other's skills, all right.
A Coldplay concert is for an hour or two. LinkedIn is forever, right? They wrote, Andy Byron, CEO of this company, wrote, "Kristen's exceptional leadership, deep expertise in talent management, employee engagement and scaling people's strategies will be critical as we continue our rapid trajectory. She is a proven leader at multiple growth stages companies, and her passion for fostering diverse collaborative workplaces make her a perfect fit for Astronomer." I love the way that she has a passion for fostering diverse collaborative workplaces.
Oh, it was the deep expertise for me. Yeah.
Then she also went on to LinkedIn when she got the job a while back.
Of course.
And she also kind of released a very enthusiastic / cringe comment saying she was energised in her conversation with the CEO Andy and the Astronomer leadership team about the opportunities that exist here. The opportunities? I prefer to think of my role as people strategy versus traditional human resources. I bet you do, Kristen. As the real magic happens when you align the people strategy with the business strategy.
Wow.
So she was kind of like, listen, we all just got to get with each other.
That's what HR is.
That's how this company is going to succeed.
I love how like all HR jargon becomes dirty now in this context. Like, he was just onboarding her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He was doing a background check on Kristen. That's all.
Do you know what the thing about this is? If they didn't do anything, if they didn't hide their face, if they didn't fall to the ground to like freaking out, no one would have known.
But how could you be that brazen? Like,
it's crazy to me.
Can I say they look like a lovely age-appropriate couple?
They do.
And they look very happy together. So maybe some marriages need to end. Ooh, sorry.
I've never seen someone on their side. Week on the show, we've been sending you to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, taking place at the Ivy Gardens from the 24th to the 27th of July. Actually, Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Byrne, and our very own Fiona Frawley will be performing at the festival. You can book now at ppcomedyfestival.com. But we got a pair of VIP tickets, the last pair of VIP tickets to give away for Saturday, the 26th of July. Fiona, you've been doing us some jokes.
Well, that's a generous
term.
Been doing
some, you know, some
sentences.
Kind of jokes. Yeah.
I've been doing some sentences. For sure.
And you've been chosen two categories every single day.
Yeah.
The categories today were North Dublin.
Yep.
Can you give us that joke again, please?
What do they call knickknacks in the posh area near Blanche?
I don't know.
Castle Knock.
Very good. Or the other category was Netflix. What was that joke?
Oh, have you seen that new show on Netflix about tomatoes?
No.
Oh, it's so good. I've only seen the first episode, though. I need to catch up.
Very good. Very good. So you had to choose what was your favourite joke out of those two categories, North Dublin or Netflix. Dermot has done just that. How are you, Dermot?
Oh, how are you guys?
Not too
happy
bad.
Happy Friday. I had to check what day it was there.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, Dermot. Any plans?
I've just spent time with me, little boy.
Very good.
We'll go to the beach, weather permitting.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, that'd be nice. Stunning. I was going to have a barbecue, but I don't know if the weather's supposed to be nice. I actually have no idea. But listen, you enjoy the beach and you could be having an even better weekend the next weekend if you tell us what joke did you vote for. Did you go for the North Dublin or did you go for Netflix on Fiona's jokes?
I think the Netflix is much better. She let herself down with that castle knock.
She did. She did. All right, Dermot, congratulations. With 97% of the vote, that is what won. So, you're going to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Yay.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome,
Dermot. That's a great set today.
Have a great day. Enjoy the beach. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Bye, Dermot. Bye.
Thanks a million again. Spin.
1038. Dublin. Dublin. On it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like when it's just gone. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past eight. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
Woo-hoo!
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And we're all a little bit sick.
We are a bit fragile.
Oh, it's not good. It's not good. I think producer Callum gave it to me.
I don't blame me.
Listen, Callum. We shouldn't have been kissing, Callum. What about you? How did you get yours?
I think Dwayne's pretty sick as well, my partner at the moment. So it could have been from either, Dwayne or Callum both coughing, sweet nothing.
I hadn't seen Pippa in a week, so I definitely got her sick last night. 100%.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my bad.
There's a bad dose going around. I got about 50 people sick at Cherry Comedy last night. Sincere apologies
nice.
For that.
In the warmest. And
yeah. No, the air conditioning was actually working
was
last
it?
Night. You'd be happy to know. Yeah, it was actually, there was a bit of a chill in there.
I was sitting in Pippa's house, like basically all, but everything off, but just my boxers were on. And I was just like laying.
Saucy. Right.
I was so hot. And I was looking at your stories from Cherry and I was like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Oh, God,
I love Cherry Comedy so much. Every Thursday, by the way, you can get your tickets. It's
cherrycomedy.ie.
But I was like, that heat that day when the aircon
was
broken.
That was bad.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
No, it was cold. It was actually chilly in there last night. I needed a jumper.
Look at that. Okay, I like it. Do you know what? I'll be there next week with bells on. For now, I welcome you in to Dave Ranks. Woo-hoo. It's my favourite part of a Friday. This
Come
is where
on.
I pick really, really niche topics and I rank them from 5 to 1. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic. I've done my favourite transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. What am I going to rank this week?
Oh.
It is a question I ask myself for the duration of the week up until Thursday at around 11 and I go, right, fine, I'll just do this. But then as soon as I'm into it, I'm like, I love this.
It. Yeah.
This week, I welcome you to Dave Ranks, lines from Fran in Love Hate.
Yes.
Very specific.
Oh, no, it's perfect. It's the perfect amount of specific for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad. If you have not watched Love Hate, it was a very famous RTE series. Gangland crime, fantastic actors, incredible storyline, and I think it's the best thing the RTE has ever produced.
Unbelievable script. Like, incredible.
Yeah.
How accurate and true to life it was. And like, just down to the very small details,
incredible.
Best to ever do it. Stuart Carolan, shout out to you.
Well done.
Incredible man.
So, so good. Fran is a character in Love Hate that a lot of people really did enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quite funny. Still a bad guy.
Fran the man, Fran, some might say.
Exactly. So I'm going to rank my favourite lines from him. In fifth place, we start off with probably the most famous line from Fran in Love Hate, where he finds a bone of a finger.
Oh, yeah.
And he says to his friend, Dean.
I'm serious, Dean. I've a bone to pick with you. It's a very serious matter. A very serious matter.
So the line I'm taking is not I've a bone to pick with you. That's too.
Yeah, no.
It's a very serious matter. That's my favorite.
Very serious.
That's my favorite.
Oh my God.
Fifth place. Very, very good line. However, we move on to fourth place. All right. This is when Fran and Nidge are in the car very, very late at night on a certain day of the year.
Oh.
Thank you, Gerd. And happy St. Patrick's Day, Gerd.
Yes. Oh, one of my favourites from the entire series.
Good. It's so good. That's when he leans over Nidge and he said, and a happy St. Patrick's
happy
Day, Gerd.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Gerd.
Thank you, Gerd. And happy St. Patrick's Day, Gerd.
Oh, shout out also to Nidge. There you are, Gerd.
There you are, Gerd.
So good.
In third place is a continue on from that scene where Nidge is quite annoyed that Fran has drawn attention to them.
Of course.
By wishing the guard a happy St. Patrick's Day. He says, why are you doing that? Fran responds.
Relax. What's real? Coola boola. Happy days.
I could listen to him say coola boola forever.
I thought coola boola was such a bigger part of Love Hate, but I rewatched it recently says it like, I think he says it once.
No way.
I was like, he and Fran equal coola boola, no?
Okay,
but
very good.
You don't know.
We're true.
Relax. What's real? Coola boola. Happy days.
Fantastic. Oh, that so made good. It to the top three, but not the top two. In second place, our beloved Fran is getting questioned by the police.
Mm.
Is he about to rat on the entire crew? He stands up and he goes, okay, well, I've something to say. And this is it.
It's help I need, not hassle.
It's help I need,
yes.
Not hassle.
Oh my
God. I don't know
gosh.
Why that isn't part of my vocabulary every day. It's help I need, not hassle. Hassle. I love
oh
it.
Oh my God. Pran for Pope.
That was second place. I hope you enjoyed. In first place, though, is when Fran is in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And Fran wouldn't be one to shy away from the ladies.
Ah, no, he's a fan.
And he has a lot of pickup lines at his disposal, especially on Halloween, where this woman is dressed up as a ladybird. And he says,
are you a dumb bird or a ladybird? Are you a dumb bird or a ladybird?
That's the question on everyone's lips.
And she kind of looks at him and goes, ew. And he's like, all right, I don't care.
Are you a dumb bird or a ladybird?
Incredible. Thank you, Fran.
Oh my God, thank you, Fran.
You.
He ends up taking Donna back to the caravan that night and she's dressed as Avatar.
Really?
Yeah, so good.
Oh, is that Donna?
Donna. Yeah, and then he reveals some things.
Peter Coonan, the man you are.
Shout out to you.
Incredible. I met him once in Kodiak.
I met him once, and I think he wanted to get a restraining order.
Oh, same thing. I'd say most people he meets probably does, to be fair. So shout out, Peter Coonan. Thank you for giving us some lovely lines.
And exciting times for me as well. I'm heading off after the show. Well, shortly after. I need to pack. Obviously, was meant to do that yesterday and did not.
You're always away. Where are you going this time?
Am I always away?
Well, last time you were in Italy, but then you're always then you're in Galway or Cork or something.
Galway. Oh, yeah. Sometimes for gigs and what have you. Mm. But this is pleasure, not business.
Oh, okay.
Very
nice.
I'm on pleasure this weekend.
You're not doing any gigs?
No. I'm heading down to West Cork. All my mom's family are from a place called Irees. It's kind of in between Alahees, which you might know from Buddhist Retreat
Centre. I know Alahees, but funnily enough, I've heard of Irees twice this week.
Really?
Yeah, twice
from
in the last
else.
Week. Someone was talking about it there a couple of days ago. I think I was at a house party and someone was talking to me.
Oh my God, Slay. It is. It's the place to be. So yeah, it's
I've never heard of it. It sounds.
It's a very small village.
Right.
It's
like Alahees.
Yeah, it's a bit smaller even. And it's like really picturesque. It's got like all the houses are painted different colours.
Yes.
Kind of like Balamori.
Yes.
And everyone working in the shops is 9 years old.
That's the story.
Yeah, it is. It's my little cousin has actually started full time in the shop and she is 9 and she's hammering out the paninis like nobody's
Stop.
Business.
She's
it's
9 years
place.
Old.
Yeah. She's flat out. She is. Shout out to Sheila. I'll be seeing you this
Cork
weekend.
Have just figured out paninis.
No, I know.
That thing from the noughties.
Paninis and smoothies are
I
like the
it.
Main thing. It's vintage. But it's quite a big weekend down there. It's called the Irees Family Festival.
Okay.
Which is... It's what it says on the tin. It's a family festival, but also like there's big nights out and like there's buses coming from all the other like
Stop.
Small West Cork towns,
oh,
like
wow.
Bantry, Bandon, everyone flocks and gets into a nightclub, which is in this tiny town hall, which then doubles as like an Irish dancing tournament location the next morning. And they're trying to like mop up the floors. It's great. It's like one of my favourite events of the summer. So it's a stacked lineup at the Family Festival. And some of the events that are happening are a bit bonkers. But that's what I love about it.
Okay, go on.
So I thought I might give you a little real or fake events happening at the Irie's Family Festival.
Yes, what do they do in Cork for fun?
Oh, I'll tell you now. Okay, first up, real or fake. Opening ceremony of the Family Festival in the Village Hall with Siobhan McSweeney of Derry Girls fame.
No way.
Yeah.
Would that be, yeah, I'm going to say that's real.
I can't even lie, that is real.
What?
I checked the itinerary this morning and I said, what?
That's incredible.
I know. Sister Michael.
Fantastic.
Is going to be there.
And the new Traders presenter.
It's very, very exciting. Okay, next up. Digger trials. Competitive reversing, turning and lifting items up and of course placing them back down again with a digger.
I would love to watch that. I'd love to do it. Is it real? I'm going to say yes, it's real.
It's real. And
yeah!
It is the event of the year.
Is
it's
it?
Like in a field just outside the village and like the swarm of people blocks traffic. It is so, so much
fun. As a kid, we have family friends down in Wexford and as a kid we went down and they had like a family kind of day like for the whole village of Wexford or whatever. Or for the whole town, sorry. And it was like you could knock people off hay bales.
Oh.
So you had like a giant piece of hay to like knock people off
more
hay bales.
So fun.
It was so much. This
like
is the vibe it's giving.
Yeah, but with hay.
It was the best crack ever.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Okay.
So I hope you see that.
That they need to add that to the list. Okay, next up, real or fake. A toga party outside the back of the post office.
There's no way that's real.
It's not real. But we can still say it's real. Okay.
You should start one.
I think I should. I saw it on the agenda for another family festival, actually. Stop. In America. And I thought, I'm going to tell Iris about that. Okay, pig on the pole. Two lads having a pillow fight on an oiled up pole over the boat harbour. First one to fall in loses.
Pig on a pole. I'm going to say no, it's fake.
Now, technically, it's not happening at the Irie's Family Festival, but it does happen at the Castletown Bear Regatta. So
does
it is
it?
a real event for the venue, the area.
The regatta
at
Castletown
Bear. Yeah.
I was once in Castletown Bear. It does not seem like the kind of place you would have a regatta.
I watched
the Hulk in a truck.
In the cinema in the truck.
Yeah.
Yes, oh my God. They don't bring that around so much anymore,
very
unfortunately.
Annoying.
Okay. Is there a lovely girls competition at the
Irie's
Family
yes,
Festival?
Yes, there is.
Unfortunately,
no.
There is a best dressed dog competition, though, and I always remember about it too late.
That's amazing.
Okay, one more. Is there a Roy Keane lookalike contest?
Please. Yes, there is.
No.
Ah.
I'm just manifesting the things that I want at the festival for next
Again,
year.
And start one.
I will be passing all these on to corporate. But shout out, big up Irie's, very excited.
That sounds incredible, have a blast. Lola Young, Messy, Spin. She has a new fan. And that person is my father.
Oh,
saw her on the Graham Norton show.
No,
she's very good.
He liked her vibe.
He did.
She's got a new song out now as well for Don.
There you
go. Think I heard it the other day. So I'll pass that on to him.
Called Ronaldo. That one's called Messi.
Hey.
Listen, you may be thinking, what's with the Irish kind of R&B in the background? Well, huge news. President Michael D. Higgins. He's set to release an album of poetry later on this year. So the spoken word album is called Against All Certainty. It's going to feature 10 original poems set to music, which I think is fantastic.
Such a like 2000s rap album name.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Against All Certainty. Like it's giving 50 Cent.
Against All Certainty.
Angie
is giving like Lewis Capaldi vibes
yeah,
as well though.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very good. So those behind the project said that listeners can expect to find themselves fully transposed in the incredibly interesting life and times of the poet before he became Ireland's president from childhood to adulthood. So I was driving home and I was like, oh, that's incredible news. I was just thinking about it nonstop. And I stopped off at the traffic lights at Ainger Street and I noticed there was a big puddle there.
Mm. Oh, God.
And just sticking out of the puddle there, I saw almost like a little bit of glass and I was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
And so I got out of the car and I said to the person, I think I found something. And
they
went, oh,
and they
of course.
Said, no problem, said, as all course, Dublin no drivers do. They're very relaxed.
Very patient.
Yeah, you know no problem.
So I said, sorry, could you mind if I just check? And he said, yeah, go ahead. So I bent down into the puddle and it was a piece of glass, but it was actually plastic. And I found
a CD. Oh. And what was in that CD was Against All Certainty by Michael D. Higgins.
No way!
The unreleased album, right? Coming out in a couple of weeks. Obviously, it fell off the truck.
It was Against All Certainty that you'd find that.
Yeah, Angel Street just has Michael D. Higgins' lovely face on it. He has a big gold chain, a snapback, and he's doing some gang signs.
And come here, did they use the old, like that photo of him where he's at the festival with the chest out, looking majestic?
Yeah, this one is he's on the BMX.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, yeah. So I brought the CD home and I have it in here.
Wow.
I put it into my CD player.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, yeah. And oh my God, I found some gold. Now, Michael D. Higgins, I hope you don't mind me releasing this before, but I think it'll just get people hyped
for
the
album.
Yeah, we'll
just do a short little snippet.
It was unbelievable. Can I play a couple of songs?
Please do.
All right, so this was one of my favourites. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Michael D. I mack the dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up.
Miggle D.
I know. Incredible.
He really dropped that sick
verse. I don't think
you're
supposed to clap at poetry, so I think you're supposed to click.
Snaps for Miggle D. Snaps for Miggle D.
So then I was like, God, I gotta keep listening.
Oh, you have
to. I gotta bring some more clips to the show.
He got you with that.
Oh, wait till you hear this one. This was track two now.
I did the butcher. I did the baker. I did the home and the family maker. I did school girl fantasies. Oh, I did leg things and hand stuff and single woman banter. Now tell me, what was in it for me?
Oh, that gets it.
That really gets you in the feels, doesn't it?
Oh, wonderful.
Whoa,
absolutely
whoa,
fantastic.
That hit me where it hurts.
We can do a couple more.
Let's, please.
Now, I haven't heard this one. Hold on, let me just click onto it here.
I see you creeping, I can see you from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tabo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and
Michael
watch me smack that. All on the floor, smack that. Give me some more, smack that. Till you get sore, smack that. Oh,
Mother
of God. Oh, that was some track. That must have been. That's why the parental advisory sticker.
Oh,
is on
for sure.
The album.
He's taking it back to the days of corporal punishment in an older Ireland gone
Absolutely.
By.
Yeah, one more track. Just while we have it before the president of Ireland security come in and you know
take that off you.
Yeah, come on, we'll do one more.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I can take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance or you'll never, ever know. I got money in my hands that I'd really like to blow. Swag, swag, swag on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you, Sabina. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2.
That's a more intimate track. That's his love letter.
So I'm a fan of Michael D. Higgins and this new album. It turns out we have some fans too, Fiona.
Oh.
We got a text in from Mark on 087-711-1038. He says, lads, these are so annoying. Play a song, please.
Mark, don't be jealous. Don't hate me because you ate me.
Listen, we put Here's minutes of work into that. You're on Spin. This is Spin. Exciting times. Spin's holiday holiday. Hell yeah. Now, if maybe you don't have a summer holiday planned this year, we want to sort you out with Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. This is either to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. We're not going to make the decision. That is up to you.
It is. And we've been asking you to text us in the phrase Spin, I want to, Holiday Hot Pick, and answer the phone with a very specific phrase.
That very specific phrase may potentially be something Fiona nearly just said. You know, you never know.
It may be, but I'll keep you guessing on that one. All you right. will never know.
Let's see if we can get a qualifier this morning. One and done now is what I'd like.
It's a Friday.
Come on.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
That's it, exactly.
Yes, Kira. Oh my God, straight in, no
straight
kissing.
Straight in, no kissing. That was incredible, Kira. Well done.
Thanks. I don't know if this is real or not.
It's real. It's us. It's us from Spin, the people from the radio.
How can we prove it to you, Kira?
I don't know. I still don't believe it.
No, okay. I swear to God.
This is not a cash machine call, but do you, just so you know, you are a qualifier for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick 100%. Whether you believe it or not, you are a qualifier. It's as simple as that. So where, if you do win this holiday, where would you be going? Would you be going to Malta? Would you be going to Morocco? Would you be going to Mallorca? What would be your choice, Kira?
Morocco, I think.
Oh, yeah, good me choice. Too.
The reason I pick Morocco is it's probably the most expensive one.
Probably.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Have you been to Morocco, Ciara?
No, I haven't.
I would love to go, yes. But also the other ones, I think, would call me first. Malta.
Really? You just want that nice, easy, exactly. laid-back holiday where you don't have to think. Whereas me and Ciara, we're adventurers.
You're adventurers,
seekers. Yeah.
Explorers. Ciara, congratulations. You are in that draw for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick, and the best of luck with it.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great
good
day.
Good luck, Ciara. Have a good one.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye. So congratulations to Ciara. She is our last qualifier of this week. And
and that's it, is it?
That's
it. You know what? I'm going to do something that I definitely don't have the authority to do.
Go on.
I'm going to have a bit of fun. Seeing as it's Friday, fancy another one.
Another one.
Two in one. Oh yeah.
You want another qualifier?
I want another one, please.
The bosses aren't
a consonant,
gonna be happy
please.
With you. All right. Let's see if we can do another one and done, shall we?
Come on. Spain, I want to pick a holiday.
Hello!
Kieran.
Spot on.
Yes.
Well done. You are a qualifier in Spin's Holiday Hot Pick.
Thank you very much.
Now, where would you be going if you do win this? Mallorca, Morocco or Malta? It's your choice with all the trimmings. Where would you be picking?
Malta. I've been to Morocco already.
Oh, have you?
And what would you recommend?
Highly recommend.
Okay. Oh, stunning.
Very good.
Very, very good. Right, so Malta next on the agenda.
Malta next, yeah.
Very
nice.
Good.
Please God.
Ciaran, congratulations. You're in that draw for Twin Spins Holiday Hot Pick. Have a fantastic day.
Brilliant. Cheers, lads. You too.
Well done, Ciaran. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck. All right. And Michaela Hayes has got three more chances for you to enter Spins Holiday Hot Pick. Steve K has some. Mm. Jamie and Faye have some. And we have more chances for you next.
But Michaela does it the best because she has the M
That's
name.
It, exactly.
It's the Michaela, the Morocco or the Malta. You've never won me.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. What's happening? 3 minutes past nine. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
Welcome indeed. All this talk about Chris Martin this morning has me remembering the time I met, aka stood near Chris Martin.
Was this at the Grafton Street thing?
No, it was better.
That was Chris Martin.
Mine's way better, right?
What?
So, okay, obviously he was here doing his gigs last summer, was it?
Yeah.
And I was out in Dunleary. I had to buy a new phone because mine got stolen at my sister's hen. Side note, I was out at CEX, right? And then I was walking the pier with my beautiful dog walking kind of the seafront. And do you know, like Dunleary, there'd always be like a film crew out there doing something because like they have the Arts College IADT, and I was like, oh, some students filming some yoke, and I was like, right, grand. I was kind of like kept meeting them along the whole walk, and we walked up to the 40 foot, and I kind of took like a side entrance into the 40 foot because I was letting my dog run on some rocks. And then the film crew were still all around and they were crowding this man, and I hear this couple come up to this man being like, we absolutely love you. We travelled all the way from Malta to be here to see the show. Like,
oh my God.
Can we please get a picture with you? And I just hear this English man being like, oh, I actually don't take pictures, but it's so nice to meet you. Thank you. And I was like, who is going on like an absolute sap down at the 44th? I turn around, it's Chris Martin.
He doesn't take pictures,
sorry,
oh,
but
God's
it's really
sake.
Nice to meet you. And I said, I could take one of you right now if I had a phone.
Yeah. That's why I'm on the way to CEX. All right, now is the time where we pitch you our songs for one more tune. It will play as the last song of the show, but you need to get voting for your favourite one. Myself, Emma, Fiona, we all have quite different music tastes.
We do.
And I'm looking forward to whichever one wins.
Yeah.
This week, because I think they're all good songs.
Yeah.
Mine and Emma's are a bit more on the basic side.
Okay.
To your one. Listen, Emma is not here, obviously.
Yeah.
But she has gone for this one. He has a brand new album and Emma doesn't like it, so she's gone for the old stuff. That is Cold Water by Justin Bieber. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, it is the word Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711.
Emma said swag erasure.
Yeah, exactly. Get
said,
rid of
not
it.
Not for me.
Go back. So that is Emma's choice. Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I have gone for this. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it, I got it. Yeah. I want it, yeah. I got it. Grande, Seven Rings. Do you want that to play as the last song of the show? Of course you do. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
A great era for Ariana Grande. That was like three racial identities ago. I like the way she changes it up. Shout out to her. I've gone for this. Take to make a problem.
How did you get this over the line?
Very, very important. Callum was off sick yesterday and I went straight to the boss, to boss Nick, and I said, can I do this, please? And he said, that's very relevant. That's very current. And I hope you win. And I said, thank you.
Callum, thoughts?
I can't believe it's there anyway. But first of all, I can't believe we've gone through the whole morning without speaking about her playing the Academy.
Oh, no, we did spoke about it yesterday.
Absolutely huge. And we'll be speaking about her more very shortly. Okay. That is JoJo Siwa. Betty Davis. If you'd like to hear her sing that before I just do the entire impression myself, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
My God. Right, one more time around the room. Emma has gone for Cold Water by Justin Bieber. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. I have gone for Ariana Grande's Seven Rings. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for JoJo Siwa, Betty Davis. That's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Get voting.
Your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
God, hey.
I don't know whether it's just a me thing, but I think take things very, very personally.
Oh.
And say, for example, if I like a song and I show it to someone and they don't like it, I'd take that personally as if I made the song.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Like a movie I show to someone, someone goes, oh no, that movie's crap. I take it very personally as if I made the movie. Kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So with that set in mind, I take things very personally when I bring things into my house with all of my housemates that they don't enjoy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm getting so much. You know, I was doing this for the house. I thought I was being nice. I thought I was being sent by bringing these things. I could just keep them to myself and in my own room. But I bring it to the whole house.
I gave you this traffic cone.
Exactly.
And said we could have it in the living room.
I do have a traffic cone on top of my fridge for some reason. That wasn't me. I didn't bring that.
Okay? Of course.
But it remains. Funnily enough, the traffic cone, which has absolutely no purpose on top of the fridge and would probably be better off still out on the road, they love it. They refuse to get rid of it. But the things I brought, they don't enjoy.
Sorry, can we do a quick side note? You've space at the top of your fridge for a traffic cone.
Listen, my roof...
Doing very
my roof
well for yourself.
Is not there. So that's why we have a traffic cone. Warning, no roof. But the thing, some of the things I brought to the house have been... not really received very well.
Oh.
And a lot less than a traffic cone and sitting on top of the fridge. So these are some things that I've brought to the house that did not go down well. Some of them went down quite well, to be fair. Things like the air fryer. Out of 10, 12 out of 10.
Huge.
Everyone
huge
uses
addition.
It twice a day. Huge addition to the house. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Santa Claus, because that's what I got for Christmas.
Beautiful.
The other thing that I brought to the house that people love, surprisingly, was a alley chair. I found
a
chair. In an alley.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought this was a new type of chair.
No, an alley chair. It's like you got all of an alley cat. it's an alley chair. I found it in an alley, cleaned it up, brought it to the sitting room. And they don't know that. But they love it. 10
love
out of 10,
it.
They always sit in it.
Amazing.
Great. And I love that. I love. I bring something to the house and people love it. The rest, really, really bad.
Okay.
Okay. I brought a bird feeder to the garden. I thought it would bring birds and squirrels alike to the garden and we could all enjoy together. They hated it. They were terrified for the entire time that rats were going to come. The squirrels kept knocking it, so they had to keep putting it back up and hanging it. They hated it 1 out of 10. They were not happy.
Oh, no.
My mother got me a dartboard.
Fun.
One of the plastic ones.
Oh.
I was like, hey, where are we going to put this? All of them. No, we're not having a dartboard in our house.
Yeah, it's very...
We live in Rathmines. Apparently we have to be posh. We're not having a dartboard.
It is very college lad.
Yeah. Well, I
put a picture of your ex
on it.
I'm
very college lad.
No, you are, to be fair.
I brought home blankets for the couches, like throws.
A throw.
Yeah, for the couches. Now, okay, fair enough. It's a giant blanket with a giant photo of a wolf on it.
Oh,
it does look a little bit tacky.
Hello, 2012.
0 out of 10. They hated it immediately. Once again, David, we live in rat minds. We can't have it.
Oh, my God. You're spirit animal.
I brought a fan, which they gave out was a 3 out of 10 because it just blows hot air, which is fair enough. In the summer, you don't want that. But there is one thing I would like to get. It is for me. The others can use it.
but I can't really put this in my room.
Oh.
I want to get an ice bath.
Oh, yeah. You have a nice garden now. You can fit that in there.
But I just feel like it could go one of two ways. It could go either, that's brilliant, Dave. We'll all use that. Fantastic. Can't wait. Thank you so much. Or get that out of our garden immediately.
They'd have to say it's very Rathmines.
It would be.
They couldn't deny that now.
I think so too. But also, I could just get one of them plastic bins and do that instead.
That's all you have to
that's
do.
That's not very
Rathmines.
Or Rathmines.
A bin bag. Get your housemate to hold it and you just jump in.
Now that's the draw it away. That's what I'd be doing. There's number one hit music station playing you, Lewis Capaldi. Survive on Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. You'd be doing a lot more than surviving. If you won this, you'd be thriving.
You would. You'd be thriving. You'd be kicking, backing, relaxing.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We want to send you to Fuerteventura. All the thanks to Sunride.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Ross is on to play. Ross, what do you do for work?
I'm a delivery driver for a catering company.
Very good.
Oh, amazing.
Very nice, Ross. All right, I think that probably sounds like a very stressful job. Let's see if we can get you away. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Ross?
I haven't indeed yet.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
That's it. Do you know how many songs you have to guess?
5, isn't
it? Correct. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Ross, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if at any point you want to swap the song, Ross, you just shout the word swap and we will go back to the OG time. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, man?
Yeah, makes sense. Let's go.
25 seconds on the clock and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Stop the clock.
Oh.
This is the guy.
Ross,
He's the guy.
You know what you're doing here. You got that in less than 3 seconds. You've got 22 seconds left for 4 songs. That was indeed Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso.
Very nice. You knew it. It has always been song one. It will continue to be so if you don't win this, Ross. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Eminem Houdini.
Stop the clock. Hell yeah.
Oh, that was incredible. Ross, you've got 19.8 seconds left.
Let's go for song 3 with a swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Gigi Perez, Sailor Song.
Stop the clock.
Oh, my God, yes.
Come on.
Ross, you are giving me tingles here if that's not sharing too much information with you. You've got 14.9 seconds left. Let's just call it 15 for 2 songs.
That's insane.
You've still got 1 swap remaining that you can use on your song 4, not on your song 5 if you need. By the way, you're going. I don't think you're going to need that else swap at all.
And I think, to be honest with you, Ross, song 4, doable.
You're going to know it.
Definitely
you're going to know it.
Doable. Let's go for song 4. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
2 August ago, I told the truth.
Swap.
Swap. Oh, all right. Okay. Let's swap it out.
Good use of the swap there, Ross. That was I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. New song 4 playing for you now in a second, Ross.
All right. Here we go, Ross. You've used your swap. Let's do a brand new song 4. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Take my breath away, like I know you want to.
Oh, no way. Having a clue.
No!
Oh, no, Ross.
DJ from Kilkenny.
I'm imagining. Jesus. I don't know. Jazzy? Nah, having a clue.
Oh, Ross.
I was getting ready to stand up and scream. You
I
won.
Genuinely thought you were going to get it. Oh, Ross, I'm surprised you didn't get the Gracie A.U.
Yeah,
from
so
one.
Like, that's
I know that was a difficult swap, but like just your knowledge, you clearly know your music.
Yeah, Ross, that was...
Yeah, not the biggest fan of Gracie Abrams now, so...
Fair enough.
You don't like the Nepo Babies. You want people to earn it themselves, like Eminem.
That's it.
The song you missed there, Ross, was Welshie All Day.
Tricky one.
Okay.
Yeah, tricky one is right. Ross, it's been an absolute pleasure playing with you. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you had a good time. Thank you for listening.
Thanks a million, lads. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ross. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God.
I really thought we had it there.
Depressing. Very, very
say the least.
And I really thought because Emma was away. Here we go. It's gone. But no. It rolls over to Monday. Golden in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038. Song 2, we got in 2 seconds, is Eminem. Houdini, this is Spin. 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. That is us just about done. But there is the small matter
of one more tune to get to for the results. We go over to producer Callum.
Yes, that's me. Hello, Fiona. You're off on Monday, and yeah, we're going to pretend that she never existed.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, so you won't be welcome back. I'm just throwing that in there.
That's very unnecessarily harsh.
Just because of your pick for one more tune.
Oh, right.
So Emma went for Cold Water, Major Lazer, and Justin Bieber. Yeah. Dave went for Ariana Grande and Seven Rings.
Tune.
And Fiona went for JoJo Siwa, Betty Davis.
Ridiculous.
Eyes. Oh,
bringing us down. Davey finished in last place this week with 17% of
some
the vote.
Some respect on Ariana's
Six
name.
Nah,
so
six
that
nah
means it's either Justin Bieber or JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God.
And I can reveal with 58% of the vote this morning, this week's winner saving the show is Emma Nolan.
No!
And Justin Bieber.
God!
I know.
I'm actually kind of surprised. I thought she was going to get it there for a
I'm
second.
I was panicking because I was going to lose my job.
Listen, have a fantastic
you
weekend.
Your boss approved
we'll catch you Monday at 7.
Bye. Everybody gets high sometimes, you know.